This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Big urban hospitals that serve a lot of poor patients say they're seeing a sharp drop in the number of uninsured. For some hospitals, that means millions less in what doctors call charity care, basically treatment the patients aren't able to fully pay for. But this change brings with it some new challenges. From the health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
William Castro knows pain.
You're a grown man, and it's so bad. You have to take hot showers. You're crying at night.
In 2010, a car hit Castro as he was out with his daughter in Camden, New Jersey. The accident tore up his back. Without health insurance, Castro got charity care from Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital. Doctors treated him, scribbling out prescriptions every month. But Castro, who's now 46, had to scrape up the money for the meds.
And you're talking about $300 to $350 a month. And a person that's not able to work, can you imagine not having zero, needing this medication, and have to count on your family, loved ones, friends? Then next month you have to do it all over again.
Earlier this year, Castro got Medicaid, which included his prescriptions. No copays. Castro is one of thousands of patients that Lourdes Hospital had treated for free. Hospital CEO Alexander Hatala has watched his uninsured patient population plummet here from 8.5% last year to 3% today. He expects to spend $3.5 million less.
$3.5 million can make a difference between breaking even or operating in the red.
What's happening in Camden is happening around the country, at least for safety net hospitals in states that expanded Medicaid under Obamacare. This summer, the Colorado Hospital Association, looking at stats from 30 states, found a 30% jump in Medicaid charges and a 30% drop in charity care costs. That puts hospitals on track to save billions this year. Ellen Kugler heads the National Association of Urban Hospitals.
There are some federal cuts that have already begun and many more that are coming.
Right now, the government funding covers about 65% of charity care costs. As people sign up for insurance, though, Washington plans to cut back on its share. Perhaps more pressing than those cuts, the Urban Institute's Teresa Coughlin says these hospitals will now have to fight to keep their newly insured patients.
Will they still continue to come to their facility, or will they go elsewhere now that they have a choice?
Coughlin says some of these hospitals are considered second or third tier facilities, and to keep their doors open must become savvier. They must build relationships with insurers and convince consumers they offer excellent service for a fair price. A whole new world, says Coughlin, a world where not all safety net hospitals may survive. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.